T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
In some cultures, she is worshipped as a god and an omen of the darkness. It is Are You Smarter Than Katie?
God, if that is a thrill.
Sometimes it's the same culture.
Oh, oftentimes.
Yes.
It's that makes me just such a confusing thing to wrap your head around.
Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
All right. Now, you're caller 17, so congratulations on that.
Thanks. I didn't think I'd get in.
Well, listen, you're in now. Now you can't leave.
$100 on the line. I need a pen. $100 on the line. And Kay's going to leave the studio. She said she was feeling smart-ish with a pinch of dumb, okay?
I'm right there with her.
All right, 5 questions, here we go. Question 1, beloved actor Ray Liotta passed away yesterday in the Dominican Republic where he was filming a movie. Still no word on how he died, but it was in his sleep, and he was only 67 years old. Which of the following is not a Ray Liotta movie? Field of Dreams, Muppets Most Wanted, or Casino?
Muppets Most Wanted.
Question 2, Winnie the Pooh is now in the public domain, which means that it's been around for so long that it's free for anyone to use in the public. Well, it's being turned into a horror movie. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is coming out this fall that reimagines the story of Pooh and his friends and their murdering monsters. What was the name of Pooh's best friend?
Piglet.
Question 3, despite the fact that we've had 3 mass shootings in 2 weeks, and the last one where 19 children were murdered was in Texas, the NRA is still having their yearly convention in Houston. Governor Abbott of Texas has pulled out of appearing, but Donald Trump is still going. But ironically, no guns will be allowed at the convention while he is speaking. Houston is not the capital of Texas. What is?
Dallas?
Okay. Question 4, speaking of guns, sports teams are getting involved in the push for effective gun control. Several sporting events happened this last few days that had open initiatives to get fans to act, including the Miami Heat, where the announcer started the game telling everyone to contact their senators to push for it. The crowd applauded. Who is currently on the Miami Heat? Jason Tatum, Jimmy Butler, or Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook.
Okay. And question 5. California is still in a drought, but there is good news. Folsom Lake is full again. For the first time in 2 years, Folsom Lake is 108% of its potential volume, although it will be lowered a little bit over the summer to provide water for California. If it's 450 feet deep and it was 20% lower than that last summer, how many feet deep was it a year ago? 450 feet deep right now. If it was 20% lower than that a year ago, what was it? 3 seconds.
300?
Huh?
200 feet?
Okay. Katie! All right. Here she comes, Ashley. Just hang out. How you doing? How is it out there?
Good.
Fine.
Oh, Ashley thought I was talking to her. Well, how is it out there? How is it in Roseville? And now you're not. Now you don't know I'm talking to you. Okay, all right, here we go. Question 1. Beloved actor Ray Liotta passed away yesterday.
I know.
It was super sad. Still no word on how he died, but it was in his sleep, and he was only 67 years old. Which of the following is not a Ray Liotta movie? Field of Dreams.
Okay.
Muppets Most Wanted.
Okay.
Or Casino.
Oh, my God. Casino.
That is correct. Let me ding you.
Ding me.
No, don't know why I am.
Wow.
Oh, there it is. There you go.
I really wanted that.
There's the ding. Okay. Yes, because he was in Goodfellas.
He was in Goodfellas.
One of the best movies of all time. Question two. Winnie the Pooh is now in the public domain, which means it's been around for so long that it's free for anyone in the public to use it. Well, it's being turned into a horror movie.
What?
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is coming out this fall, and it reimagines the story of Pooh and his friends, but this time they're murdering monsters.
Well, somebody's gotta.
There's a picture that I put from the movie up on my Instagram story if you want to see it. It's Gavin Wake Up Call.
Oh, what a nice way to plug your Instagram.
What was the name of Pooh's best friend?
Piglet.
Yep, that is correct.
Which does seem like an adult is friends best friends with a child, and I always found that to be a little odd.
I think they're both children.
Who is?
I think so.
He acts like a grown-up. A lazy,
does he?
Fat grown-up.
Yeah.
He owns his own house. Piglet lives with his mom.
Piglet doesn't live with his mom.
I think Piglet lives with his mom.
Are you thinking of Roo?
I'm thinking of Roo.
Question three. Despite the fact that we've had 3 mass shootings in 2 weeks and the last one where 19 children were murdered was in Texas, the NRA is still having their yearly convention in Houston today. Governor Abbott of Texas has pulled out of appearing, but Donald Trump is still going. But ironically, no guns will be allowed at the convention while he is speaking. Houston is not the capital of Texas. What is?
Texas Austin.
Yes.
You dinged me before I even said it.
I knew you were going to get that
one. Okay.
Question four. Speaking of guns, sports teams are getting involved in the push for effective gun control. Several sporting events happened the last few days that had open initiatives to get fans to act, including the Miami Heat, where the announcer started the game telling everyone to contact their senators to push for it. The crowd then applauded.
Aww.
Who is currently on the Miami Heat? Jason Tatum,
okay.
Jimmy Butler, or Russell Westbrook?
Jason Tatum.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. I can't take somebody seriously whose name is Jimmy Butler.
You can do it if you're an athlete. You can go by
can
Jimmy
you?
As an
because
adult.
Because it seems like the bad kid next door.
I mean, yeah. Jimmy Butler does sound like the bad kid next door.
Yeah.
That Butler kid, he broke a window again.
Like the baddest kid in the third grade class.
Yeah, in third grade. Right. Question five. California is still in a drought, but there is good news. Folsom Lake is full again. For the first time in 2 years, Folsom Lake is 108% of its potential volume. Although it will be lowered over the summer to provide water to California. But that's good, though. Here we go.
Okay.
If it's 450 feet deep right now.
Oh, God, that makes me.
That is the actual depth it is right now.
I want to think about it.
450 feet deep. And it was 20% lower than that last summer.
Oh, God.
How many feet deep was it a year ago?
100.
You're looking up at the ceiling. Why are you doing math?
Well, because I don't even know what you just asked me. I'm going to say 400.
Oh, flat 400?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember the
You know, I'm going to give you this. Okay. At least the answer you gave me was a lower number.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
okay?
It was.
That's
Thank
progress.
You. It was.
The
I
answer-
thought to myself, what would 10% less be? And then I thought to myself,
what would 10% less be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's what I think it would be. I think it'd be 45.
45, 10%?
Yeah. Is that true?
Yes.
So I just added 45 and 45 together wrong?
No. You add 45 and 45 together
yeah.
and then subtract that number from 450.
Right. What did I do?
I don't know. You just threw a number out there.
I did not. Nope. I thought, I don't know what I thought.
Okay. All righty. Jimmy. Ashley, here we go. Final score. Ashley, 1.
Oh,
Katie, 3.
My God. I almost did that math right. Almost.
Almost. You're starting to get the mechanics of
right.
it. And that's, listen, that's the first step.
I assume what I did is Common Core.
I don't know. How many lines and boxes did you draw?
Several.
That sounds like I'm making fun of you, but that's part of Common Core.
There's art in there, too.
One of the first times I was like, okay, to my 10-year-old, okay, let's sit down and figure this out. He goes, okay. I start writing out math on my side, and he just starts drawing lines. I go, what the hell are you doing? And he goes, this is how we learned it. And you know
now
what?
I learn it.
He's better at math than I am.
Look at that. Everybody on Instagram. How many lines do I have?
Ashley, what is it that you want to tell us?
Well, this was fun.
This was a good way to start my work morning.
Yeah. That is not what we usually say at the end of this.
But we are happy to hear it.
What you're supposed to say is, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
We had $20 to the jackpot. We'll play again on Tuesday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.